Hey there, and welcome back to Seasons of Life here on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hukkamelem-speaking Musqueam people. Welcome this lovely Tuesday night, and let's get started. Hello, welcome back. We're here with another episode of Seasons of Life here in the lovely CITR here in Musqueam territory. Sorry about the delay. You know, it's been crazy these days, and you know, I'm so happy to have our next guest, and we're gonna get back on the road here. Now, who are we joined with across the pond here?
Hi.
What is your name, and how do we know each other?
So my name is Albert. We met in Iceland when you were here, which is where I am, in 2019.
Yeah, somewhere around there. That's summer. Yeah. And I think we got along pretty nicely. We had some good conversations, and I saw that you were hosting a podcast earlier, which we can do a shameless plug for right now. What's it called?
I run me and my friend run Not the Gulbert, which is a podcast where we talk about magic and witchcraft from a queer perspective. So it's pretty niche.
Have you enjoyed your podcast so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty sporadic because of COVID. But we recorded like, I think, 9 episodes now.
Interesting.
We had a few interviews as well, which has been nice, but mostly just sort of ranting about various topics and our views on them.
Nice. So now I have you here, and we're going to talk about kind of this season of your life and how you're progressing with the different music. And I'm very curious to see how everything kind of works together and makes our lovely friend Albert here, how it all came together to make who you are. So our first song is going to be Deep Red Bells by Nico Case. And maybe if you could start us with like a brief overview of what season you chose and why you chose this as your first song.
So I've decided to focus on, it's sort of like quite a large chunk of my life, I guess, really. And it's sort of my journey through growing up in a family with not a huge amount of money at all. And yeah, having parents that sort of make the best of things, and then first relationships and things like this, and little bits along the way, like my father going to prison and some little other things like this to talk about, and then ending in where I am now in my life and how it's like vastly different from where I started, and how I've built the life that I want to live.
Yeah, which I think is really important. And I think I'm so excited that we're talking about these things, because I think the challenge is that when we look at someone walking across the street, we forget sometimes that their life has all these different intricate connections that make them who they are. And I it's interesting learning more about you, because obviously when I first met you, it's like, oh, this cool guy has this like little house in Reykjavik. And I was like, oh my God, he's like living the dream. And to what it takes to get to that dream, I think, is what I think a lot of people kind of miss out on, especially now with, I think a lot of people posting things on social media and you not like really getting the full picture of what got you to that point, I think is so helpful. So I'm really, really thankful that you're wanting to talk about, this stuff. And I'm so excited to figure out what kind of happened. So we're going on to Nico Case first. So can you tell us why you chose it as your first song?
So this is a song that I used to listen to quite a lot, this album actually. I think it was from 2001. I got very much into her sort of, her style, because she's from the American South and she's singing about poverty and about things like this, and it really resonated with me when I was younger. And especially in this song, there's one line that says, "Tastes like being poor and small, and popsicles in summer." And, so this for me was like, okay, I can see my life in this, because all of my friends and I went to quite a nice school, which it wasn't a private school, but it was one that I got into because of my family being Catholic, of which I'm not now, completely the opposite. Yeah, all of my friends from this school had like quite nice lives and they were quite well off. And then on our summer breaks and stuff, we would go down, just like drive down the coast a few hours. And we would just have very, very like quaint holidays compared to all these friends who were going to, well, who were flying around to nice warm places, things like this.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that is definitely an interesting thing about being kind of in that mix of like where you sometimes feel kind of othered, or like you aren't able to like fully, like people might judge you or things along those lines for things that are really out of your control, which is kind of a pain. I could see how that would be a lot of stress, I think, growing up, especially if you're always feeling kind of othered. Yeah, so
if everyone else has lots of money around you.
But yeah, it's weird sometimes the things that people value and how it's so connected to class and stuff along those lines.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll start on Deep Red Bells, and then we can go on to our next one. And yeah, thank you so much, Albert. This is Deep Red Bells by Nico Cave.
To suffer long about you. Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass? Is
So we're back here with the lovely Albert. Now that was Deep Red Bells, and we're on to Powa by Toon Yards. Now, why did you choose Powa?
This one for me, it's been one of my favorites forever. But it really represents a time where me and my friends none of us really had any money, and that's not the entire focus of this, but like, we would all just get together. Maybe we had a bottle of wine that we managed to get or something, I think probably when we were like 16. And we would just make our own fun. We would just dance around in each other's bedrooms and stuff and listen to quite a lot of music. But this one song in particular was one that really represented like all the fun that we were able to have, even though we couldn't afford to go and do loads of stuff. Which is why it's always been really special to me.
So Toon Yards is an interesting sound. So what about that kind of spoke to you?
It's just they're fun. Like it's such a blend of different styles that it's pretty much every song that they've done. Like you can see similar threads through all of it, but it's just fun music. It makes you want to dance.
Totally, yeah. And she definitely...
and her voice, Meryl.
Sorry. Oh, go ahead. No, she definitely has like that global element that like almost an African sound to her music, which is really interesting as like an indie artist from the States. So yeah, I think that's really cool. So this is Powa by Toon Yards, and you're listening to Seasons of Life.
Sleep. I'm a rebel, rebel, no.
So that was Power by Toon Yards. We're back here with Albert. And on to our next song, I Know. Now, we move from kind of hanging out with your friends and really finding that community, but also still feeling that sense of, like, difference or being othered. And now we're into I Know by Fiona Apple. And what, where are we moving with this kind of path?
So this one really for me is from, so after this sort of the fun niceness of this song, which was also around the time, all of this music by Toon Yards around this time was when I was meeting an ex of mine as well for the first time, first few times. And I had a whole relationship with him and it seemed okay at the start. And then it sort of started to, all these like very big red flags started to pop up, or maybe I just noticed them a little bit late, and this relationship had turned into a very codependent, unhealthy situation. Lots of jealousy and control on his part.
So what did this song kind of input into that relationship? This was the earlier part?
This song for me is the first time that I broke up with this guy that I was with. We were together for like 3 years, and then I broke up with him. And this song sort of embodied for me all the feelings that I felt about him, because it was in this song, she's Fiona Apple, she's singing about how in this song Fiona Apple's singing about how the person that she's seeing, she knows that they're sort of not in it anymore, but she's trying to sort of prolong things. Perfect. And that was, it was the reverse for me, but I really vibed with this song because I was like, okay, yeah, I can, yeah, it's, I can see how I'm the guy she's singing about. James is the one who, should I use his name? I don't know if I should.
Ably listen?
No, but.
We'll call him like Frederick.
I'll just say this one. No, I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. It's fine. Like St. James. No one's going to care.
So we'll listen to this right now and keep that in mind as we listen of like the role reversal into this relationship. So here's I Know by Fiona Apple.
Thank you. just consider this.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
So that was Fiona Apple. Very nice song. And we're kind of moving along in your relationship, so you broke up. And where are we going from there?
So, yeah, so we broke up, and then fairly soon afterwards, I matched with a new guy on Tinder. Then we started seeing each other, and that became sort of a more serious thing about, like 5-6 months later. And this guy was great in a lot of ways. He was pretty much the opposite of how I felt. How I felt with my previous partner, and he wasn't controlling at all. He was always open to doing new things, and or really he was sort of open to doing what I want, which was a really nice change at the start. But then that novelty sort of wore off because it became pretty clear that he hadn't found really himself or what he wanted or who he was. And he wasn't out when we first met, so then he came out a few months into us being in a relationship, he was sort of it's not a race, but he was a few hurdles behind in a lot of ways. And it was great for a time, but then I realized that I needed to be with someone who was more set in their ways. And I mean, maybe I could have waited, but back then I didn't want to, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be where I am now, so. The next song is sort of a reflection of after breaking up with him. knowing that I'd done the right thing, but also sort of in the back of my mind thinking like, okay, maybe, you know, sometimes maybe I might have been a bit too quick to judge, I guess.
Fair. So we're on to The Logging Kind by Maz O'Connor.
Thinking on my lover, wondering where he's gone, if he's found another or if he's staying strong. Praying that the rain will one day cleanse his mind, and Lord knows I'm not the praying kind. I threw a stone deep into the lake, trying to give my wishing some weight. Wish to swim when the weather is fine, and Lord knows I'm not the wishing kind. Lay me down quietly, lay me down low. Lay me down softly, lay me down slow. How I am weary, I need to rest my bones. If he could only hear me, he'd know. Words, 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 how you do me wrong. Can't bring him home when he's so long gone. I'm telling empty tales, I'm singing empty songs. Silence, now I long for night. I long for one long gone from my sight. Long for the rain to cleanse his mind and mine. Lord knows I've been the longing kind. Lay me down quiet, love, lay me down low. Lay me down softly, lay me down slow.
That was lovely, Maz O'Connor. We're on to Supermoon. So we have left our previous relationship and growing. And what is Supermoon kind of all about?
So this one for me is I finished my relationship with my first partner and then my second partner, and then I ended up actually going back to my first partner. Based on promises of, oh, I've changed and I've grown. Those eventually, after maybe 6 months or so of being back with him, things broke down again. Things were, nothing had changed. And he even at points had said to me, most of the things that I said to you at the start of our relationship that I wanted to do, that was just lies so that you would be interested in me. And you would want to be in a relationship with me. So it was a lot of, stuff based on fiction in the end, and lots of traumatic things that we've both gone through. But
sounds like he needed to develop his sense of self.
And he, 100%.
He's a crutch.
I know the flags now, so that's good. But this song for me represents my sort of final straw of okay, no, I'm not going back into this again. I'm not living this life a second time.
Perfect.
And no matter how much I try, I'm not going to be able to change him. And he's the only one who can change himself, and he's not willing to do this himself. So.
Yeah, great lesson to learn for sure. So up next is Supermoon by Nico Case.
Supermoon and all the diamond deals I made. You never used to live this long. Well, pioneers, my dear, press on, move along. And if my smile seems painted all once in a while, I can count on you.
So that was Supermoon by Nico Case, and we're on to the next one, which is Die For You by Monica Heldahl.
What a very dramatic sounding song.
It is. Are you dying for someone?
Well, in this instance, it's more... this was, for me, it was a song about, at least for me, a song about freedom and not being confined in these relationships anymore. And wanting to explore, and I'd had all these dreams of traveling and going everywhere, which I couldn't live out in either of my relationships, and especially within the one I was being very controlled in. And so this song for me was sort of, she's singing about how she's leaving, and for me, like the title, like Die For You, that wasn't like, I sort of again like switched it, and I was like, okay, this is like, that's the opposite of what I want to do for anyone. So like, I'm just going to be free. And there's, in the rest of the lyrics of this song, it's like a lot of freedom in that. and the whole vibe of the song is not about how she would die for someone. It's more, I think, about how she would die for herself. And so that resonated with me, that I would rather, be free and sacrifice things just for my own freedom, I guess.
So I'm assuming this is what kind of led you to consider moving to Iceland and taking that leap?
Yeah. So it was already like a concern. It was already a... what's the word? English is my first language. it was already something that I wanted to do for a long time. And I had friends in Iceland because me and my first partner had been on holiday to Iceland once. Our only holiday. And I made friends while he stayed in the hotel room all day. I'd gone off and made friends, but so be in a hotel room on holiday in Iceland.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So, I didn't sleep, actually. So when I came, I didn't sleep. I saw you in the evening. I slept for 2 hours a night, and I went out through the whole day, and then I went to the clubs, and then after the clubs, I visited you on night shift. Because it was like, I just don't go on vacation. So it was a lot of fun.
Exactly. That's what you want to do when you go on holiday. So yeah, this for me was a time of like, okay, I have friends in Iceland. I'm gonna go and just see how I like it there. So I booked like a 3-day weekend trip. I came, and then this is the song of my beginnings of my sort of freedom with that.
Amazing. So we'll go on to Die For You by Monica Heldahl. We'll probably play a couple ads after this, and then we'll be right back here with Albert.
Well, you're stealing the truth right on my own mind, leaving me blind. I don't know what to feel when you're making it real. And the fresh summer winds are hunting you down, leaving me bled. Hear laughter of childhood when we walk to the red glow. Before I die out of sadness, before I die out of shame, before I die for you. And what are those beautiful memories meant to define? That my life was silver and your life was gold. And my life was silver, that's what I've been told. And when the night falls, when the night is falling. And when the night falls, can you hear? Free.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community. I really want to make a podcast. People? Well, we've got a huge opportunity to share with you. StoryHive is giving away 10 grants of $10,000 each to aspiring podcasters in BC and Alberta. Since 2013, TELUS StoryHive has funded and supported emerging creators with mentorship and guidance from the National Screen Institute, bringing hundreds of creative Western Canadian projects to life. This time, they're taken to the airwaves with their inaugural podcast edition, dropping on November 4th. StoryHive is looking for original nonfiction podcast concept pitches from BC and Alberta residents. Make sure you apply before December 2nd at storyhive.com and you could get $10,000 to get your podcast off the ground. That's storyhive.com for all the details.
It was Die for You. We were talking off the air about how just all-encompassing folk music can be and how just amazing it can feel to have kind of a violin and all these different kind of elements in here. And I really appreciate Albert's music taste for that. So thank you for introducing us to all these lovely songs. Now we're on to Grizzly Man by Rocket to the Sky. Now, can you kind of tell us, you made this decision to go to Iceland, and how does Grizzly Man kind of fill into that or add to that?
So this song is it's ethereal. It's very, yeah, mystical, I guess. Which, you know, all the things that Iceland really plays up with, plays on for tourists to draw them in. This like land where the sun never sets, and there's, yeah, northern lights and all of this. And so this song for me before I moved here was a big sort of pull, I guess, because it really brought these images into my mind of all the magic that there is here, and I'd had like a little taste of it, but then actually being here, I was listening to this a lot when I met my current partner, who's Finnish, who lives here, and we met here when I came to visit, and so this was, for me, this song makes me think about like driving on road trips where there's just snow everywhere and it's beautiful frozen, and it also makes me think about me and my partner's first kiss, which was underneath the northern lights on a little beach. It was very nice, like very very romantic, that was very sort of affirming of like, okay, yeah, this is the right choice for me. I've definitely made the right choice to come here.
It's so gorgeous in my mind just to hear that. So I'll keep that in mind as we listen to Grizzly Man by Rocket to the Sky.
Be to
So that was Grizzly Man by Rocket to the Sky. Ethereal is maybe the right word.
Yeah, for that, for sure.
Which is absolutely fantastic. I love that song. And we're on to our Canadian icon, Joni Mitchell with Cactus Tree. So why did we include this one after our romantic getaway to Iceland?
So this for me now is like, so what? Okay, so this, I guess this song really, really sums up my sort of, I guess, change in life from being in monogamous relationships to being open to polyamory and being in an open relationship. In the song, she's singing about this woman who has all these different lovers, and she's not choosing any of them. She's being with all of them, and that's okay for her. All the men want her to choose which one she wants to be with, but she's free and she's just living her life and she's enjoying herself as much as she can. Which I think is like a pretty powerful thing anyway, especially like a powerful thing for a woman to do. When there are all these men hounding her and she's just like, no, like, you're all just pieces of this whole puzzle.
Mm.
Yeah, this for me was, when I first heard the song, it was like quite a long time ago now. I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't really get it. But the more I got into, it's not cult, the more I became open to polyamory and unlearning jealousy and those behaviors, the more that it really resonated with me. And so now we are polyamorous, and it's all about open communication, which is what she's trying to do in this song, but all the men are putting their views onto her. That's how I see it anyway. So this song for me is sort of really coming into my own with this, becoming more comfortable, realizing that part of the problem of previous relationships has been the monogamy, and the jealousy and all of these unlearnable behaviors.
Perfect. So
yeah, that's this.
Makes sense. I think that we could talk so much about your journey to non-monogamy, and you're recommending The Ethical Slut to me. So if anyone's listening and they want to kind of investigate their own relationship to monogamy, The Ethical Slut's a good one. Also, I believe it's The History of Sexuality is what it's called by Foucault. That's like an essential for understanding like how we have come to interact with sexuality the way we have. I have read neither, so I cannot, but I've heard great things from both, so
yeah.
Okay, great. So we're on to Cactus Tree by Joni Mitchell.
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen, bearing beads from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off to starboard in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds, while she was busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he hopes her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. He can think of her beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest, while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree, while she was somewhere being free. There's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, wish you were beside me, we can make it if we try. He has seen her at the office,
her name on all his papers through the sharing of the profits. He will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free. There's a lady in the city, and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her. There's the one who sometimes calls. There's the one who writes her letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses. They have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity. Sends her medals, he's bleeding from the war. There's a jouster and a jester and a man who owns a store. There's a drummer and a dreamer, and you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them. They will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them. And her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree. While she's so busy being free. Like a cactus tree.
So, that was Cactus Tree by the lovely Joni Mitchell, and we're on to Preservation by Nadia Reid. Tell us, and we're coming to the end here. We have two more songs. Yeah. Can you give us some insight into what Preservation means?
So this one is sort of, it's in a way, like, because of COVID and everything, it's sort of where I am now. In one hand, holding all of my, not regret, but just holding, because there's not much that I regret at the moment. I'm very lucky to say that, but like holding, I guess holding sort of the yearning to go home and see my family and friends in the UK that I've not seen for over a year now. I have a better relationship with my mother now that we're not living together, which is great. But this song actually reminds me quite a lot of her. And the sadness that she's been through in her life. So, this for me is sort of the next two. This one for me is my sort of one hand, all the sort of yearning to go home, and the final song is all of the content and the happiness that I have here. First the sort of sad bit and then the happy bit, but they're both happy and sad in a way, so it's sort of a balance.
And I mean, I think that's how it always is with these emotions, these challenging emotions. It's always that kind of duality of, like, you can't experience happiness without knowing what sadness feels like, and you can't experience just content without knowing what abject stress feels like, I think, to an extent.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exciting, and I'm actually glad that you pointed that out in the song, because I'm excited to hear how she tackles that. So here we go. Here's Preservation by Nadia Reid.
Stayed with you. Light.
shining in my bedroom, and I ain't my mother. You are your father's son. I am right behind.
So that was Preservation by Nadia Reid. We're back here with Albert near the end of our show. We've got our last song, and maybe if you have any closing thoughts as well to go in with our last song. So the narrative arc is that you're coming to Iceland, really finding yourself, going into this non-monogamy, and then also realizing that your emotions are kind of meshing together and working off of each other. And we're on to our last one, which is, you'll be able to pronounce it a lot better than I will. So how do we...
The song is Esjan by Breth. And Esjan is the mountain that you can see from the bay of Reykjavik. And, from the window of the hostel that I was working in, that you've been to. So this is the mountain you can see across the water. And this song for me is a modern, like, it came out last year. It's sort of still folky, but it is definitely pop here. But this for me is sort of, yeah, the other side of feeling, this is my song of content and happiness in where my life is right now. And everything being the summary of the choices I've made and the way that I've built my life around me. This is very much like this content feeling that I feel when I think about this. And some of the lyrics are, I mean, it's Icelandic, but I'll just say it in English. It's like, and she says, "And Ezion is so beautiful, but not as beautiful as you. And your eyes glitter like the ocean so deep." So it's like very romantic and cute. I'm not thinking it about particularly any one person, but it's just sort of this feeling of love that I have for where I am in my life now. This content and love for all of my friends around me and my partner. Yeah, everything is nicely slotted now into place.
So lovely. So we're going to play that shortly, but it is the end of the show. So do you have any closing remarks on that lovely note of your life kind of being back together or together?
Oh, I don't know. No like inspirational sentences, but like just read the ethical slut, be nice to people. And not in the vein of like, oh, be kind. Like, no, like, do the work actually and think about things and, you know, put in the effort to unlearn behaviors and smash the patriarchy.
Practice a radical sense of empathy. I think that's what we all need.
Well, that's perfect. That's a very good way of saying that.
Awesome. So thank you, Albert. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I will try my hardest. It's Ezion by Briet.
Close? Yep.
Okay, cool. So we'll play it now. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Makers Program.